AP Radio News. I'm Carlotta Bradley. A California deputy police chief is leaving his department after being arrested for allegedly selling drugs. AP correspondent Matthew Reed reports.
The deputy police chief of Fresno has resigned amid federal drug charges, including conspiracy to distribute oxycodone and heroin. His attorney said in a statement that Deputy Chief Keith Foster determined that his effectiveness in the department had been severely limited, even if he's ultimately exonerated of the charges.
Health officials in Indiana have started a needle exchange program in a county where an HIV outbreak among intravenous drug users has grown to nearly 90 cases. The News and Tribune says Scott County's needle exchange program was created through an emergency executive order signed by the governor. President Obama says the recent nuclear deal with Iran is a good one that provides for verification.
Many key details will need to be finalized over the next 3 months. And nothing is agreed to until everything is agreed. And if there's backsliding, there will be no deal.
He spoke in his weekly media address and the Republican address. North Carolina Senator Richard Burr says a Senate panel has pushed forward a measure to fight cybercrime.
This threat is real. And the increasing number of attacks has a tangible impact on our economy and our national security.
He says the measure is balanced and an approach to fighting cyber threats and also protects privacy. A hospital operator denied allegations of poor training and improper preparation in seeking dismissal of a lawsuit filed by a nurse who caught Ebola while caring for the first U.S. patient to die from the disease. The Dallas Morning News says Texas Health Resources filed a response Friday to the March 2nd lawsuit by nurse Nina Pham. This is AP Radio News. Duke is in the NCAA men's title game after beating Michigan State 81-61 in tonight's first Final Four game.
Our guys knew how difficult a game it was going to be, and after the first 4 minutes, we found out it was going to be more difficult than we even thought. Our kids, for the next 36 minutes, they played lights-out basketball.
That's Duke coach Mike Krzyzewski saying the Blue Devils came alive after a slow start to the game. Michigan State coach Tom Izzo says the Spartans were not at their best.
I thought Duke played awfully well, but I thought, you know, it wasn't one of our better games, and I think they deserve some credit, and yet I feel bad because I didn't think people got to see the team that has won, you know, 12 of the last 15 games.
Right now, Wisconsin is playing Kentucky in Indianapolis, and it's tied at 60-all. I'm Carlotta Bradley, AP Radio News.